This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for November 6th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, surprise, impeachment. The U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, has reversed his testimony to impeachment investigators this week, acknowledging that he did, in fact, tell a top government official in Ukraine that U.S. military aid was contingent upon the country publicly committing to investigate the Bidens, investigations that President Trump wanted. These investigations would have been into Burisma Holdings, which is the natural gas company that employed former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, at a salary of $600,000 a year, despite Hunter Biden having no experience whatsoever in Ukraine or in the energy field whatsoever. Quote, Sondland's admissions contradicted testimony he gave last month when he said he never thought there was any precondition on the aid. Now, of course, this has been seized upon by Democrats as evidence of the quid pro quo, that aid was only forthcoming if Ukraine publicly stated they were going to investigate the Bidens, presumably to benefit President Trump's reelection campaign. Now, maybe Sondland thought he was helping the president. You see, there's no link at this point, no evidence at this point, that the president actually told Gordon Sondland, pass this message on to Ukraine. The real quid pro quo here is what Joe Biden has already admitted to, in fact, bragged about on video, which is threatening to withhold $1 billion in U.S. government aid unless Ukraine fired the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma Holdings. That prosecutor who has since said he planned to interview Hunter Biden as part of that investigation. So here are the key questions that come out of this at the end of the day. First of all, so what? Why do I say so what? Well, did the president himself demand anything in exchange for releasing the military aid to Ukraine? No, he did not. Read the transcript of the phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. Did the government of Ukraine feel pressured to do anything so that the United States would release that military aid? President Zelensky of Ukraine has said, no, he did not. Did Ukraine hold that press conference that Gordon Sondland said was necessary to free up the military aid? No, it did not. Did the United States release that military aid anyway? Yes, it did. $400 million plus a shipment of Javelin anti-tank missiles. So they got the quid. Where's the quo? There is none. There's no there. Here's the thing. The other argument is that the president was jeopardizing America's national security by withholding military aid to Ukraine because, the argument goes, Ukraine's assistance is absolutely necessary. It is a frontline defense against Russia. Ukraine borders on Russia. President Obama refused to release lethal aid to Ukraine, even though they desperately wanted it, including these tank-killing Javelin missiles. He didn't want to risk escalating a war between Ukraine and Russia that Ukraine could not win, or, by extension, dragging the United States into a war that, according to analyses of war games in Eastern Europe that I've read, that our military analysts believe we could not win. There's no point. With all due respect to Ukrainian Americans, we really gain nothing by getting dragged into an actual shooting war with Russia over Ukraine. But President Trump has, in fact, released that aid anyway, did not get the investigation of the Bidens that he was hoping to get. So again, I ask, where's the quo in all of this? The bottom line, regardless of how you or I or anyone who listened in on the president's phone call with President Zelensky, and there were like 17 other people on that phone call, the authority to make decisions about foreign policy rests with the man or woman that we elect to hold the office of President of the United States. The person in the Oval Office makes the call, not members of the National Security Council, not members of the CIA, not people in the media, the president. And if we don't like it, we vote again next November. Pat Buchanan, in his most recent column, summarized it perfectly. In the end, it will be about what it has always been about since the beginning, an attempt by the deep state and its media, bureaucratic and political allies to overturn the Democratic verdict of 2016 and to overthrow the elected president of the United States. This is a soft coup in process that we are witnessing. Topic number four, Michael Flynn. This is jaw-dropping. The ongoing legal battle of Lieutenant General Michael Flynn makes you wonder if we're still living according to the Constitution of the United States. A jaw-dropping development in his legal fight. The prosecutor in the case sent a letter to Flynn's defense team Tuesday with a stunning, almost incomprehensible admission. This is a mistake right at the center of the case against General Flynn. In March of 2018, the FBI presented notes that were taken during the interview with General Flynn, so they were told, written by agents Joseph Pienka and Peter Strzok. But now the Department of Justice says, oops, we made a mistake. The notes written by Agent Pienka were presented as the notes written by Agent Strzok and vice versa. For almost 2 years, this mistake has gone unnoticed, only caught because last week, General Flynn's new attorney, Sidney Powell, filed a motion in which she pointed out that the notes ostensibly written by Agent Strzok appeared to be far too neat and too well-constructed to have actually been written during the interview. I mean, you see, when you're writing during an interview, you're scribbling as fast as you can to keep up with what the party being interviewed is saying. Strzok's notes don't appear to have been written during the interview. But now, according to the Department of Justice, oops, they weren't written by Strzok at all. The other thing that's curious about this is that according to investigative journalist Sarah Carter, the one person in all of this who has not been interviewed because the Department of Justice, the FBI, won't allow him to be interviewed by Congress is Special Agent Joseph Pienka. So the notes that were presented, which are known to have been later edited and then approved by former FBI Acting Director Andrew McCabe, who, as you recall, was relieved of duty, as was Agent Peter Strzok, appear now not to have been written by Strzok at all. This is kind of mind-boggling. What's even more bizarre is that according to Powell's filings, this is, again, General Flynn's attorney, the Department of Justice refused to release exculpatory evidence. That's evidence that would have shown General Flynn not guilty of what he was accused of, which is lying to the FBI, which, by the way, he didn't, because he hadn't been charged with anything. See, they were pressuring General Flynn back in 2017 to take a plea deal, to plead guilty to lying to the FBI, which then got him fired as National Security Advisor, because the Department of Justice was threatening to drag General Flynn's family into the case. Gee, we noticed your son and his wife have a new baby there. It'd be a shame for him to have to go away to prison as well. So General Flynn pled guilty. Then after he pleaded guilty, the Department of Justice said, well, we don't need to turn over the evidence that we've got now because he's already pled guilty. See how that works? We don't have to give you the evidence because he's not been charged with anything. Oh, now he's pled. Now you don't need to see the evidence anymore anyway. General Flynn's attorney is demanding that the evidence be turned over. This is getting more and more interesting. And again, it just makes you wonder, are we still living in the America that we thought we were living in when stuff like this comes to light? Topic number three, social credit score comes to Britain. A National Health Service trust has announced it's going to withdraw treatment from patients that it deems to be racist or sexist. You heard me right. The North Bristol National Health Service Trust has announced that patients will receive a sports-style disciplinary yellow card and then a final red card in which treatment would be withdrawn as soon as it is safe. For what? Threatening and offensive language, racist or sexist language, gestures or behavior, or more generally, malicious allegations. Now that is a loophole wide enough for an attorney to drive a truck through. How low does the bar have to be for behavior to be deemed malicious? Hey, you didn't treat me the way I think I should be treated? Oh, that's a malicious allegation. Sorry, now you're not getting treated at all. The definition of racist and sexist is also kind of wibbly-wobbly. For example, in late 2017, a patient at the National Health Service requested a female nurse to carry out a cervical smear. That's reasonable, right? Well, the nurse who came in, and I quote now, had an obviously male appearance, close-cropped hair, male facial appearance and voice, large number of tattoos, and facial stubble. But the nurse insisted, "I'm not male, I'm transsexual." And insisting otherwise could be deemed offensive, sexist, or a malicious allegation. No treatment for you. This is Orwellian. Topic number two, the Mexican Mormon Massacre. Strange development in this story, too. The nine women and children slaughtered in Mexico Monday were part of a Mormon community in northern Mexico, located about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona, with ties to the alleged sex cult Nexium. Didn't expect to see this in the headlines today. This community called La Mora is about 350 people who live there full-time, founded by people who left the United States because they wanted to continue practicing polygamy, among other disputes with the Mormon leadership in Utah. But according to a filmmaker who worked on a documentary for Keith Raniere, leader of the alleged sex cult Nexium, this community is where underlings of Raniere recruited young women to work as nannies in Nexium's compound in upstate New York. The suggestion being that getting these jobs would take these women out of an area in Mexico that is plagued by drug cartel violence, such as what we saw on Monday. The filmmaker working with Raniere at the time said that this documentary film that he worked on ultimately became used as a recruiting video for Nexium. Again, not a development in this case that we expected to see coming, and especially odd considering the release of the FBI file on the finders a week ago from 30 years ago, men arrested in Tallahassee, Florida, two men with six children, dirty, disheveled, who didn't recognize basic household items like telephones and toilets, who said they were on their way to Mexico to take these children to a school for gifted children. Now, maybe there's no connection here, and I'm certainly not alleging anything. Just an odd storyline in this horrific crime that took place on Monday. A suspect has been arrested, not yet named. At the time of his arrest in the mountains of northern Mexico, he was holding two hostages, bound and gagged in the back of his truck, along with a number of automatic weapons. In a statement Tuesday, the security minister for Mexico, Alfonso Durazo, said the cars driven by the Mormon women may have been caught due to conflicting drug cartel groups in the area. However, Alex LeBaron, who's a state legislator in Chihuahua and a member of the family that lives at La Mora, that the Mormon compound there, denied the government's official spin on events, said this was no crossfire. It couldn't have been a mistake. This is terrorism, pure and simple, end quote. The LeBaron family has been very outspoken about the drug cartel activity in northern Mexico. And it does seem unlikely that the cartels, looking at carloads of Anglo women and children, would have mistaken them for family members of the other cartel. There's more to come in this story, I'm sure. Coming up, why you're probably happier than the average person. That's next on 5 and 10.
Unveiling the ancient realms of demonic kings and Satan's battle plan for Armageddon, Skywatch TV is proud to announce two new special offers, the Veneration Collection with optional Red Wing Saga series. First, in Derek and Sharon Gilbert's new groundbreaking book, Veneration, you'll learn how the giants of old shaped the worldview and religion of the Hebrews, and the role they will play in the end times, how veneration of the dead brought disaster on the Israelites, concealed references of ancestor worship among the Canaanites, and so much more. But for a limited time only, when you purchase Veneration from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive Realms of the Dead, Book 6 in the Red Wing Saga from Sharon K. Gilbert, that explores the true historical link between Mount Hermon and Jack the Ripper. The key characters of this supernatural thriller will face their most terrifying challenge yet, as a powerful new watcher has joined the confrontation that could bring forth the Antichrist and the end of days. But that's not all. You'll also receive the brand new DVD documentary, The Search for the Raphaim, where Derek and Sharon Gilbert take you on a guided tour of the Holy Land, ground zero in the long war with the fallen realm. You will see mysterious Gilgal Raphaim created for the veneration of the dead, the plains of Moab, where worshiping the god of the underworld brought disaster on Israel, and bonus teachings by guests like Pastor Carl Gallops and Messianic Rabbi Zev Parat. And for a limited time only, you'll receive absolutely free the brand new reprinting of the original 1921 classic work, Immortality and the Unseen World, which reveals the Hebrew concepts of the supernatural realm, death, angels, and demons. Sold separately, this exclusive offer retails for $90. Yours now for only $35 plus shipping and handling. But wait, now you have the option to upgrade and expand your collection by including all five previously released books in the Red Wing Saga, where you'll learn spiritual warfare through gripping stories with characters you'll love. The expanded collection, which includes all eight books and the Search for the Rephaim DVD documentary, holds a retail value of $190. Yours now for your donation of only $100 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. Order the Veneration Collection with optional Red Wing Saga series now. Available at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
And topic number one, if you're watching this, you're probably happier than your neighbors. Not because of me or Skywatch TV. It's just new research shows that if you're socially and politically conservative, which you probably are if you're watching this program, you're, according to new research, you're probably happier than the people around you. Conservatives, according to this research, have happier families, find more meaning in life, generally happier overall, and donate more money and time to the needy than our liberal friends and neighbors. And it's not just general conservatism per se. According to the research, it's political conservatism, social conservatism. The more socially conservative you are, the happier you are with life, with your family setting, and so on. But party affiliation does matter. Conservative Republicans, generally happier than moderate and liberal Democrats. So the bottom line here is, regardless of your political leanings, you want to live in an area with happy people, find a place where there are lots of socially conservative Republicans. And one other note, another study from Penn State University from the political science department shows that in spite of the gateway theory that somehow conservatives in the alt-right are being radicalized through YouTube, the research shows just the opposite. That the more conservative content people watch on YouTube, the less radicalized they become. Possibly because they're just happier overall. Hey, in March, we've got the first conference of 2020. And by acting now, you can save yourselves $50 per ticket by registering by November 15th. Now, why is Hear the Watchman doing this? Knocking $50 a piece off of the regular registration of the conference, because we're about to get into the holiday season. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you and I, we don't think about anything else except just getting through the holidays. Suddenly you get to January 1st and, oh, this conference is only 2 months away, and maybe that's not enough time to schedule and plan and travel and so forth. So do it now, before Thanksgiving, through November 15th. The normal $129 registration, just $79. This conference features L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Paul McGuire, Dr. Michael Lake. Sharon and I will be there. And, of course, there's more. For more information and to reserve your place now, log on to hearthewatchmen.com, hearthewatchmen.com. The rate goes up to $99, which is still a discount. But on November 16th, you lose the $79 rate. It goes to $99. And then January 1st, $129. So act now. Save big. Hearthewatchmen.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about your help in helping children who've been abused to heal. This is through our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch, and our partners there at Royal Family Kids, Teen Challenge, and others. Tom Horn, Nita Horn, and Joe Horn share what happened in 2019 and some of the new changes, some of the exciting new things coming to Whispering Ponies Ranch in 2020. You can find the broadcast schedule for this week's program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But of course, you can have us broadcast on your schedule by adding the Skywatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, or just download our programs right to your smartphone or tablet with the free Skywatch TV mobile app. Instructions on adding those channels or the mobile app to your smartphone or tablet at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar for the links. My website is derekpgilbert.com, where you'll find a link to the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, this week featuring an interview with Carl Tykrib about what he saw and experienced this year at Burning Man and why we as Christians should be concerned. That's again at derekpgilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.